Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. So first one in my lucky dip today comes from Carol, who says, I cannot find a bra that's comfortable. I don't believe they fit me well. When I am most overweight, my stomach goes to my breasts. So there's no place for a bra band. The band goes right over my stomach. When I measure my body, my waist is larger than my breasts, shoulders, or hips. When I buy a bra that the band fits or almost fits that part of my body, the cups are way too big. I was always a B cup for a size 46 or 48 bra. The cups are like a D. Currently, I buy a bra to fit the cups and an extender. It's the only way I can tolerate the pain. Now, one of the things that's really important to understand about bra fitting is when we go up in the band, we go down in the cup. And this is really important to know because if you are saying, I need a bigger band, you have to go down in cups. So you might find that if you were a B cup in a smaller, you know, like when you were smaller, then you might be an A cup with a larger band size. So we have to remember, so every band size we go down, we go up one cup size, and every band size we go up, we go down one cup size. So it's really important to get that right. And we do breast change size in time. And I can't tell you how many people, they say the reality is most, like 70% of women are actually wearing the wrong bra size. So I do recommend going to a really good lingerie store where they have really good professional fitters and a very broad range of sizes. If they don't have a broad range of sizes, they will be trying to fit you into something that is not the right size just so they can sell you something. So you want to go somewhere where there is a really broad range of sizes and then get yourself professionally fitted, because there is a huge difference. Also, there is a big difference on where your breasts might be placed on your body. So some of us have wider set breasts, some have narrower set breasts. Some of us are full on the top, some of us are full on the side, some of us full on the bottom. And different bras and different, you know, even manufacturers will make bras for different sorts of breasts, whether you need more wide set or more narrow set, all those sorts of things. So this is something you need to understand. And one of the things I found a brilliant Reddit thread thing called A Bra That Fits. If you just go onto Google, pop in A Bra That Fits Reddit, you will find this, and it has amazing resources in there. It explains all about breasts, their construction, how they might sit on your chest. You can actually figure out your bra size from that. They also have lots of people there who are experts that can really help you find a good bra. And they also have a great repository of information about different bra brands, different bra styles, and which sort of breasts they are made for. And I found this so useful because I used to have some bras that were really comfortable and great, and other bras that I'd put on and go, oh, they're just digging under my arms. They were never good. And it wasn't until I popped, say, my most comfortable bra over the top of my least comfortable bra, even though they were the same size, and I noticed that one was, the cups were set much further apart than the other one, and the underwire was a different shape. And so therefore I went, okay, so what it says is my bras are a narrower set rather than a wider set, and so therefore I need bras made for someone who has a narrower set breast. And it made such a huge difference. So I do recommend that you go looking for some great information. There's so much great information on A Bra That Fits on Reddit, but also going to a professional fitter who can go and get different, and you know, you've got like a good range of different bras there. But do remember, it's so important to remember that you don't stay the same cup size when you change your band size. And so therefore, we need to remember that we either go up if we go down a band size, or we go down if we go up a band size. So if you go up two band sizes on what you used to be, then your cup size may be a double A if you were a B when you were two band sizes smaller. And this is why you'll find that when you're going to the same kind of cup size, but just two sizes bigger, it really doesn't work. And it's because the cup and the band are related, but not the same from bra size to bra size. So I hope that helps you, Carol. But I think everybody, and it's one of those things, you should go and get fitted. If we've put on a whole lot of weight or we've lost weight, it's worthwhile going to get refitted for bras, because the old bra size may not be the one that works now. And look, if you go onto a bra that fits, there's lots of information there about how to actually figure out your own cup size. It's really not too technical or difficult, but it is something that's definitely worth working out, because well-fitting foundation garments, A, they're more comfortable, but B, too, they make your clothes look better. One of the things I'll notice is when we're wearing a bra that is not the right size, often our breasts sit lower than they should, and then we lose our waists. And if you're like me and you didn't have much of a waist to start with, that's the last thing you want to do, particularly as we get older. So if the breasts are sitting too low, we tend to lose our waist. So I think it's really important to get yourself fitted, get yourself into great foundation garments, because then you will look better in your clothes. And just speaking of foundation garments, somebody asked me the other day about underwear, saying that they found that, you know, it didn't matter the style of underwear, even though it's supposed to be no-show underwear, they always found that they got lines, you know, the underwear cut in. My recommendation for your underpants, as we call them, is to go up 1 to 2 sizes on the size you wear for clothes. And this means that the elastic in them will not cut into you, so they will sit much more smoothly. So it's better to go up in underwear, and also too in any sort of shapewear, 1 to 2 sizes on your regular clothing size. I mean, you don't want them falling down, but you want something that's going to be much smoother and they won't cut in and create those kind of divots and things that you can get from underwear that does not fit terribly well. Enough about underwear today. Hopefully that helps though, because underwear, it's the foundations of what we wear. The next question today comes from Liz, who says, I really don't know what style suits me. I'm over 60, you're probably 5'6" tall, so fairly average height, have salt and pepper hair, and a pearish body shape with a short body, short waist, and long legs. I've gained weight in the past 12 months in the hip and abdominal area, and I have a pot belly, and I've lost my side hip definition. Therefore, I don't know what to wear, and I prefer trousers. So the thing is, it's worthwhile going to figure out what is your body shape now. And so therefore, go and do my body shape calculator. It's free. Take some photos of yourself. Get yourself in a pair of leggings and a tight t-shirt or tank top, and take some photos. This is going to give you a good view, and have the photo taken, like take the photo from a bit of a distance and then crop it in rather than taking it too close, because you'll find there's less camera distortion when you do that. Also have, you know, take it from about waist height rather than from face height, or don't get your husband who's really tall to take the photo, because you will get such the wrong view. It's completely out of perspective. So take the photo from about waist height, take it from a bit of a distance, crop it down so you can see yourself. And then go through my body shape calculator to find out what is the shape that works for you now. Because you might say, I am pearish, but maybe if I put on waist, maybe you become more of an H shape, or maybe you've become more of an O shape, or maybe you've become an H shape. Like, this is where, I don't know. But there's lots of tips in there. And remember that body shape and body proportions are different from each other, and we need to take the guidelines that make the biggest difference to us. Often body proportions can be so useful because they tell us how long garments should be. And when things are in proportion, things look better. Versus body shape just tells us more about the silhouette, where we add vertical lines and where we can add horizontal lines in our outfits, and a bit about where we put the detail. So when we've got these, we need to marry those two up. And as all humans are unique individuals, this is why body shapes and body proportions are two different things. And then we've got our body variations. And these are things like the size of your bust or your upper arms or your, you know, calves, all those sorts of things, whether you're tall or petite. We need to add all these things together. And this is what I call the body equation. I've got a blog post about that body equation and figuring out how to combine the information to make it work for you. Because this is where experimentation is the key. When people say, like, exactly what I should wear, I could go, you know, I can give you some ideas, and that's what your Body Shape Bible will give you for body shape. You can also look up my blog posts on body proportions, but then we need to marry all those things together and experiment to figure out which of those guidelines really work for you and which are the ones you can ignore. So I think that's always important to do. It's in the experimentation you really figure out which your, you know, watch body shape information works for you. And what I always recommend is if you're in between going, I could be this and I could be this, I go try the recommendations for both out, photograph your outfits, and then see which works better. Because that's going to give you the information you need. So try recommendations if you're thinking, I think I'm a pear shape, and I think I'm a, or maybe I'm a little bit more H-shaped, whether I'm a pear or an A, try the recommendations for both and then see, is one better than the other? And that's going to give you information which you can then use and go, okay, I'm more this body shape. But remember, these body shape guidelines are very general and you are unique. So you always have to tweak them and twist them to work for you. Now, things like a column of color is a really great way of not drawing attention to your waist and to create a long, unbroken line in your body. And it works for every body shape. And so this just means a similar color head to toe. It doesn't have to be dark. It just can be a similar color head to toe. And then adding the details and accessories where you want to draw focal points to. So if you want to wear pants, great, wear pants. But then you could wear a top in a similar color to your pants and then create focal points in your portrait area. You can put on a jacket or a cardigan that's got some different colors, different interests, different details, add a scarf. There's all sorts of things you can do. And this, of course, comes down to your personality about how you're going to put it together for you, because it's not just about those rules. It's also about your personality, who you are as a person. What is your lifestyle? What do you need in your wardrobe? What do you enjoy wearing? Because, you know, some people love, you know, really simple clothes. Other people love really complex clothes. There is no one right answer. So some people like skirts and dresses. Other people like pants. There is no one right answer. There is no one way of being. And so this is why we need to do that experimentation to often figure out what we really are and to discover what it is that really works for you. And so without doing that experimentation, then it's very hard to know. And so, you know, but the more we experiment we do, and then taking those outfit photos, they are such an incredible tool for you to use to actually figure out what is working and what is not working. And then, of course, if you're really unsure, get that style education. Come and join my 7 Steps to Style program, because that is where you will discover so much about what is working and what should work for you. And it's going to just hone down kind of from the enormous amount of stuff that's out there. And it's one of those things that can be totally overwhelming. You walk into a store, there's just so much stuff, and we need to kind of narrow it right down to just looking for the things that work for you. And of course, if you want to just do some experimentation, this is what my Evolve Your Style program is. It's all about experimenting and shopping your wardrobe and trying different things to figure out what you love, what you don't love, you know, if the clothes in your wardrobe are actually working for you, or if maybe you should let some of them go or not. And I've got a great Black Friday special coming up at the end of this week with Evolve Your Style. So if you are interested in doing that, keep a lookout for that. I've got a fantastic special coming. But yeah, getting that style education and figuring it out, you have to do the experimentation. Sadly, I can't just give you, you know, you know, something that's going to be the magic thing, because of course you are that unique and amazing individual, and you should dress in a way that works and speaks to that. Last question today comes from Lee, who says, my biggest challenge is that I live in the wrong climate for my style. I'm currently living in the UK, but I like to dress in soft, silky, lightweight satin, lacy things, as well as cute kitten heels and pointy shoes. I'm either always freezing to death or dodging puddles and mud. I moved here 4 years ago and tried doing the lumpy sweaters and rubber wellies, but feel so ugh in them. I can't afford a total wardrobe redo, but I need some sexy back in my closet. Any simple quick fixes that will help me find my star mojo again? And I completely understand this. I remember I moved to the UK back at the turn of the century, and I remember the first summer I was there thinking, you know, like, I never got to wear my summer clothing. Like, the fact that they sold summer clothing seemed to indicate that there was a summer, and there wasn't much of a summer that year. But so it is one of those things that if you live somewhere where, you know, your preference is for lightweight clothing, and maybe that's what you've always worn because you've come from somewhere warmer, now you're somewhere colder, but there's still ways of being feminine and sexy when you're wearing winter clothes. It's just not doing big, boxy and baggy. Instead of doing big, chunky cable knit jumpers, go for multi multiple fine layers. Look for some cashmere. Look for feminine details in the clothes. So, you know, like there can often be like maybe it's a floral pattern. Maybe it can be a touch of lace added to a garment. There's lots of different ways we can add that feminine back in without it being chunky and rubbery in the way those rubber wellies are. So think about, you know, like, can I find, you know, so cashmere or angora or soft touchable fabrics and then fitted, you know, sweaters and jumpers rather than big sloppy ones. And I know there's been a real trend for oversized, but just because it's a trend for that doesn't mean you have to wear it. So look for those sorts of details. Look for things that have a feminine feel to them rather than being really masculine. This is obviously really important to you. And then maybe rather than, you know, Wellington boots, but maybe what you could look for is, can you find some knee-high boots that are still got feminine details to them? And you'd be amazed if you just do a little bit of looking around. I've got a pair of boots that's got this really cute additional kind of cut-out lacework pattern on the back of them in a rose gold. And it just makes that boot much more feminine. It's still a boot. It's still very practical, but it's got a more feminine feel than if it was just completely plain. So I think it's really important. You can still have a pointy-toed boot. You can still find things. It's just in a more practical manner. So it's looking for those things, looking for those details you love, not settling for the plain, the boring, the chunky, the things that don't speak to you. Instead, look further afield, you will find them, and make sure you're looking for those feminine details. And of course, you can add, you know, like accessories, jewelry, all those sorts of things as well that'll also bring that femininity back into your style. So thank you so much for your questions, and I really appreciate you watching, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.